an interesting passage when we look at the Gospel of Luke and see a shortened version of what we call in Matthew the Beatitudes, the blessings that God wants to bring upon people's life that go contrary to the way of the world. But Luke makes it even more clear when he gives not only the blessings, but the woes, talking about the people who will be blessed with the ministry of Jesus and with a life grounded in God, and those who will not receive that blessing. It actually goes all the way back to the Old Testament, where time and time again, we see this contrast between blessings and curse. In the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, we hear these words: "I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, cleaving to him, for that means life to you and length of days." So the idea of blessing and curse, that there's no in-between. We live in a world that likes to find those in-between places. We like to have things that are politically correct, so, you know, you don't offend anyone. How many of you have noticed how often you go into places at Christmas time and we have Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas? We live in a country that likes to walk the line thinking that we won't offend anyone. And we make things so wishy-washy, I think, at times, where we're probably not offending anybody, but we're not doing anybody a lot of good either. And that carries over in the way we live our lives, that we don't really want to have to take tough stands in our lives. We don't want to be called to take a stand that might require more of us than we want to give. I think we've grown comfortable living in a world of in-betweens, but that's not the world Jesus came into, and that's not the real world anyway. Jesus has often talked about how you're either for me or against me, or you're against me or you're for me. There's no center road. There's no middle ground. You either take a stand for God and God's ways in Christ Jesus, or you don't. And I don't think we really like that much as an option. And Jesus is pointing that out through this sharing in the Gospel of Luke, where he puts down both the blessing and the curse, the things that you're blessed for doing, for being, that bring you into a closer relationship with him and God, and those things that are going to push you away and distance you from God. The kind of immediate things in life that are going to bring immediate returns for you. And Jesus pretty much says, well, you already have your reward. You got it in this life. You got it in this world. You got it from this world. But God wants to give you so much more. And to do that, we have somehow got to tap in to the power of God. I mean, we take these lights for granted. We take this electric guitar for granted. I mean, if we're going to really hear it well, we've got to tap in. We've got to plug it in to this amplifier up here. If you're going to hear him sing with a guitar going, we've got to have a microphone that's plugged in, tapped in to that same power. We expect when we go to a light switch to flip that switch and see lights, or turn on a spigot and see water, because we know all of these things are connected, hopefully, to what they're supposed to be. and we don't have any malfunctions. So much so that we just take it for granted. Jesus wants us to be able to tap into the power of God just as easily. But you've got to know where the connection is. You've got to know where is the plug, where is the switch. And he tells us in the Gospel of Luke, when he shares these attributes of those who are blessed by God. Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you that hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you and revile you, and cast out your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For so their fathers did to the prophets. It's hard to live in a nation that has so much, and all of us have so much, that we really identify with being poor, with weeping, with sorrow, with being excluded because of our beliefs as Christians. We haven't had much experience with that living in this nation of ours. But Jesus is saying that if we're going to be tapped into the very power of God, if we're going to be grounded and rooted in God, we have to live a life that has different kinds of boundaries, different kinds of rules. We have to be united with a God in a way that connects us with one another and connects us with those in our society that have far less than we have. Those who are poor, those who are hungry, those who are weeping and mourning. It's when we can have those kind of connections with one another in our challenging times, in our difficult times, that we are then tapping in to the power of our God. Jesus says that's who he came to share the good news with. They gathered here on this level area for him to preach. He was healing people. And they realized that if they could just touch him, touch his garment, that in this man Jesus was a power that would flow from him into them. You know, I wonder today as we gather here to worship our God on a beautiful Sunday morning, do we desire to be that close to God? That we could reach out and touch him as they did so long ago? The thought in our mind, if I can just touch the hem of his garments, I know there'll be power in my life. Do we long for the power of God in our lives as much as the people did in Jesus' day? I'm not sure the Pharisees did or the Sadducees. I'm not sure that many of the upstanding citizens in the towns and villages or even the regular people who went to synagogue really did. They were pretty much, a lot of them, satisfied with their lives because it was going well for them. They weren't hungry. They weren't poor. They weren't in trouble because they've taken a stand for their beliefs. And when things are going well for us in our lives, often we don't long for that deep connection with Almighty God. We don't long for a power to flow through us that's more wonderful than anything this world can offer to our lives. that somehow we have to be a little dissatisfied with life as it is to reach out for the real power of Jesus in our lives. Unless Jesus is just, you know, familiar enough with us and we want him around just in case we have an emergency. We want to give lip service to him in our lives. But to really tap into his power, to experience God's love flowing in us because we've reached out in the name of Jesus, is that a desire and a longing of our hearts? Jeremiah said, if it's not, we're like a bush in the desert. I remember a number of years ago, John and I went on a journey to California. I had a workshop out there, and he was about 12 years old, so I took him with me. And after my weekend workshop, we rented a car and put about 3,600 miles on it, traveling around California, Nevada, and Arizona, and Tijuana, Mexico, and places like that. And I remember when we came out of the mountains of California, and the night before, we were just freezing in this old rundown room that we had rented. And, you know, guys don't mind that so much. I was glad my daughter wasn't with me, because she wouldn't have stood for it. But, you know, we went into this place because it was cheap, and we found out why it was cheap, because the heat didn't work very well. And, you know, we were just going to sleep and get up and get going the next day. And, I mean, we thought we were going to freeze. And yet we came down out of those mountains and ended up in Death Valley. And it truly was a place that looked like death. The things that I guess were plants seemed like dead plants just out there in the sand. And it was just miles and miles and miles of nothing but desert and sand. And I noticed that my gas gauge kept going lower and lower and lower. And I thought, I will never get out of this desert. And all of a sudden, we come to this castle where some man went out there and built a castle because there was an oasis, there was a well, and there was some water, and we finally saw some greenery, and we had the hopes that once we got there, and they happened to have gasoline, that we would be able to make it out of the desert. But a desolate place. And Jeremiah is telling us that spiritually, when we're not tapped into God, our lives can be like a desert. We can just be people on the surface, just planted there and not much is happening around us. There's not a lot of life and vitality. That we are loosely rooted in that desert sand. But he said if we are really connected with God and seeking righteousness and God's blessings, we're like a tree that's beside a stream. And it was amazing, just because there was a well in that barren desert area, there were trees blossoming around this castle. Because those roots could go down to the water, no matter how harsh that desert sun, no matter how high that temperature, because those roots could reach in to the water connected with that well, that they could survive. And that's what Jeremiah is talking about here. The people of Jesus' day knew that Jesus offered them something that they could not get in the world. Even people who were fairly comfortable in Jesus' time found in him something they couldn't earn, they couldn't possess, that their education couldn't provide for them, or their position. that if we are tapped in to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're like that tree beside a stream. We're always going to have the resources we need in our daily lives. We're going to make it. No matter how harsh the sun, no matter how dry the lives of people are around us, no matter how desolate and desperate the situation may be, if we're tapped into God through Christ Jesus, we're going to have the power and the resources in our lives to deal with anything that comes our way. And if we try to fill that void by our own strength and intellect and power, we're going to get some rewards here. But we're not going to get rewards for eternity. How much do we seek to be tapped in to the power of God in Christ Jesus? Not just to know about Him, not just to be good, respectable people who come to church and generally do the right things in our lives, but have a sense of true power every day, a confidence to face every challenge, a strength to overcome any obstacle that might come our way in our personal lives and relationships, in school, in our business, our clash with our culture, whatever comes, a confidence of knowing that we tap in to the creative power of the universe through our God in Christ Jesus. Do you have that confidence today in your life? Do you know where that plug is? I've got all kinds of gadgets. And, of course, I found out Calvin, I think, likes gadgets about as much as I do. But most of them run on electricity. And I have this one plug near my chair where I plug in my gadgets. And that is the hardest plug, even with the lights on in the room, you know, to line up that plug. See, I know it's there. I know it's powered by electricity. I know if I can get the plug on the end of my cord into that receptacle, it's going to work and it's going to run. But I have trouble every time. Is that what our faith's about? Oh, we got Jesus. He's the receptacle for our power, godly power. But we're just not used to plugging in frequently enough to make that a thing of ease for our lives. The people that surrounded Jesus that day said, if I can just touch Him, just touch the hem of His garment, I will feel the power coming from Him. He offers to you and me today and every day the opportunity to tap into that power. Do you do it? Do you desire it? Do you long for it? He invites you to use His power in your life. Let us pray. Gracious Father, sometimes we work so hard doing things ourselves. We can be pretty stubborn at times, trusting in our own intellect, our experience, our strength. And only when those things don't work, so often do we come to You and ask for Your power and Your might in our lives. Father, help us to be in touch with this great spiritual power that will strengthen every other part of our lives. Help us to desire it daily. Help us to practice tapping in to that eternal power, so that when the really difficult times come, when the tremendous challenges are before us, we're used to tapping in to your love and your power and your strength to support us in every aspect of our lives. Pour out your blessings upon us as we use that great power as good stewards and share it with others in the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.